Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to Aceros Arequipa First Quarter 2026 Earnings Conference Call. Joining us today from Lima, Peru is Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Today he will be discussing Aceros Arequipa First Quarter 2026 results, as per the press release issued by the company on Tuesday 13th. Please note that all participants' lines have been placed on mute to avoid any background noise. Following the presentation, we will open the call for a question and answer session. At that time, we will provide instruction on how to queue up and submit your questions. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any question to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. For a copy of this earnings report or the webcast presentation that accompanies this call, please visit the company website. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based on several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release before making any investment decision. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Aceros Arequipa Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Mr. Guzmán, you can proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Aceros Arequipa's first quarter conference call. We are glad to have you with us today, and we appreciate your continued interest in the company's performance. Before we dive in, let me talk you through today's agenda, which you can find in slide number two. I will begin by highlighting three relevant events. Then I will provide an overview of our consolidated results before presenting an in-depth analysis. And lastly, I will be sharing our guidance for the full year 2026, after which I will open the floor for your questions. With that, let's turn to our first agenda item, where I will cover the recent events. First, as part of our vertical integration strategy, Aceros Arequipa completed the acquisition of an operating asset of three additional scrapyards in Tampa, Florida. This transaction strengthens our ability to secure a stable and reliable supply of scrap metal, ensuring consistent access to key raw material and our steel production. Second, in February, our annual shareholders meeting approved a cash dividend of $13.8 million, which was paid to shareholders on April the 15th. Finally, we were awarded the ISO 50001 certification, further reinforcing our strong commitment to energy efficiency and best-in-class energy management practices. Now, please let us proceed to slide number four for an overview of our financial results. Please note that all presented figures are consolidated and unaudited for 2026. Additionally, any growth rate shown or commented on will be year over year unless otherwise specified. For the first quarter of 2026, revenue reached 1,250 million soles, reflecting a 3% year over year decrease. This was mainly due to lower prices despite higher volume. The EBITDA reached 188 million soles, a 4% year over year decrease. At the bottom line, net profit was lower by 7 million soles, or 9% decrease, reaching 71 million soles, mainly due to lower profits, gross profits. By the end of March of this year, operating working capital requirements stood at 1.1 billion soles, a figure which was similar to the one recorded at the close of December 2026. Meanwhile, we continue to advance our investment plans, with CapEx totaling 76 million for the quarter. A portion of that was investment was directed toward our U.S. scrap yards. Finally, net debt closed at 1.5 billion soles, and our leverage ratio reached 1.8 net debt EBITDA LTM. Please, let's now turn to slide number five. Now let's focus on the drivers for revenue performance. During the first quarter, the consolidated revenue reached 1,250 million soles, a 39 mi million soles or 3% year-over-year decrease. This reduction was mainly due to lower selling prices as a result of lower exchange rate applied to our sales that are in US dollars. This decrease was given despite a higher volume sold in most of our lines. Peru's revenue reached 1,000 million soles, which represents a decrease of 46 million or 4% year over year, which was mainly explained again due to the exchange rate effect, despite the higher volume sold in most of our categories. Other markets reached 237 million soles, which represents an increase of 7 million soles or 3% year over year, which was mainly explained by higher volumes sold in Colombia, Ecuador, and in the United States. Regarding the breakdown by markets, Peru accounted for 81% of the total revenue, while other markets represented 19%. On a byproduct type, sales of rebars and wire rods declined by 1.7% year over year. The sales in merchandise and round bar for mining balls category decreased 32% year over year, mainly due to a decrease in the volume of the round bars for mining balls. The sales in other categories grew 8% year over year due to higher volume sold in almost all the categories. Now, let's move to slide number six to discuss our operating profitability. Gross profit for the first quarter reached 198 million soles, a 12% year-over-year decrease, with a gross margin of 60%. This reduction was mainly driven by higher freight taxes, expenses, sorry, plant shutdowns in Pisco due to the gas shortage, and in the U.S. due to a shredder repair. It was also affected by lower volume sold in Bolivia and lower sales of byproducts in Peru. But this was partially offset by higher profits in most categories in Peru and all the categories in Colombia and Ecuador. From an operating perspective, the EBITDA reached 188 million, represented a 4% year-over-year decrease due to lower gross profit. The EBITDA margin stood in a healthy 15%, similar to the figures of the first quarter 2025. Now let's take a closer look to the drivers of the EBITDA online on slide number seven. Let's focus now on the EBITDA variation drivers. The EBITDA decrease of 7 million was a result of the lower gross profit, which excluding depreciation and amortization declined by 17 million soles. SG&A expenses were 3 million lower, mainly as a result of lower expenses of third-party services and allowances for doubtful accounts. Other expenses decreased 8 million, mainly due to lower exchange rate commissions charged in Bolivia. The SG&A expenses, excluding depreciation and amortization, represented 5% of total revenue, similar to the reported in the first quarter of 2025. Moving on slide number eight, let's discuss the drivers behind the net profit of the quarter. During the first quarter of 2026, the net profit reached 71 million soles, a 9% decrease compared to the net profits reported during the first quarter of 2025. This decrease was mainly driven by lower gross margin and a negative income from subsidiaries and affiliates, partially offset by lower exchange rate commissions in Bolivia and lower financial expenses. Let's move now on slide number nine to discuss our debt metrics. As of March 2026, total financial debt stood at 2.1 billion, reflecting an 88 million reduction year to date. This debt reduction was mainly attributed to payment of the mail shop lease and the long-term debt, and also for lower short-term debt. Consolidated net financial debt reached 1.5 billion soles, which was similar to that as of December 2025. The net financial debt EBITDA ratio reached 1.8 times, similar to the figures of December 2025. As of March 2026, the composition of total debt was 54% denominated in US dollar, 33% in soles, and 6% in bolivianos, and the remainder in Colombia and Chilean pesos. Now let's move to slide number 10 to discuss our working capital and CapEx. As of March 2026, the operating working capital, which excludes cash and financial liabilities, was 15 million soles higher than in December 2025, reaching 1.1 billion. Days of sales outstanding increased by 36 days in the first quarter compared to the 34 days of the fourth quarter of last year. Days of payable reached 50 days, lower than the first quarter, lower than the 52 days of the fourth quarter. And lastly, days of inventory decreased to 106 days from 109 in the fourth quarter of 2025. Now let's look at CapEx. During the quarter, the total CapEx was 76 million soles, mainly composed of the asset acquisition of three new scrapyards in the Florida area and other CapEx by our U.S. operations, the new steel mesh equipment, and the renovation of cap and bend equipment in our Pisco plant, among other investments. Now let's turn to slide number 11 to discuss cash flow. As of March 2026, the total cash balance reached 557 million soles, 88 million soles lower than the close of December 2025. Operating cash flow was positive by 119 million soles, explained by the first quarter EBITDA generation, which was partially offset by working capital requirements. The net cash from investment was 60 million soles negative, driven by CapEx of 76 million soles, which was partially offset by interest income of 6 million, asset sales of 3 million soles, and dividend received of 6 million soles as well. The cash from financing was a negative 147 million soles, which included net debt payment of 118 million soles and interest payments of 29 million soles. Now let's move to slide number 12 so we can discuss our updated guidance for this year. Now we're sharing our updated outlook for the full year 2026. It's important to note that our forecast may vary depending on several factors, particularly on the volatility of the US dollar pen exchange rate, as well as political and economic uncertainties. This includes implication of an election year in Peru, the potential impact of economic adjustments that the current administration in Bolivia may adopt, and the global geopolitical situation. We anticipate that 2026 revenue and EBITDA will be similar or close to the 2025. Our CapEx estimate target for this year will be around 300 million soles. This year dividend payment will be around 105 million soles, a figure above the 2025 level. And lastly, the earning per share ratio is expected to be at 0.28 soles per share. We remain firmly committed to creating sustainable value to all our stakeholders by prioritizing discipline, high quality investment, advancing market diversification, and reinforcing our leadership position through continuous innovation and operational improvements. Thank you for your time and attention today, and we will now be pleased to address any questions you may have during our Q&A session. Moderator, please go ahead.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please message the host through Zoom chat and your microphone will be unmuted. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If you would like to ask a question, please send a message through Zoom chat. There appears to be no questions. I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Guzmán for closing remarks.
Thank you all for your participation in today's conference call. We sincerely appreciate your continued interest in Aceros Arequipa and your ongoing support along our shared journey. Looking ahead, we remain firmly committed to transparency and to maintaining open, constructive communication with all our stakeholders. We look forward to connecting with you again during our second quarter 2026 results call. Should you have any additional questions, or require further information, please contact our investor relations teams that will remain at your disposal. Thank you once again, and we wish you a very pleasant day.